perhaps we can dive into a practice.
Awesome.
And I'll do, I've been asked to do a brief practice. so I'll try to do a brief practice. But I would like to sort of invite you to do some more practice with vase breathing and maybe a little work on dissolving and re-emerging. Okay, so I'll try to keep it short and sweet. All right. All righty. So let's just get settled. Maybe just begin with doing a, you know, sort of what we call an instantaneous arisal, meaning what? You know, like you just try to allow, as you breathe in, sort of imagine that you're breathing in the whole universe, going into the depth of your awareness and into the inner space of possibility, the open field of emptiness and bliss. And out of that, imagine you're suddenly, light is dawning and you're appearing as your mentor, archetype, ancestral form, however that might be for you. You're just in a sort of slightly more grounded, present, and fluid version of yourself. And maybe whatever image you have of yourself, sort of feel that it's, and the essence or heart of it is this luminous field of open possibility, energy, and like you're a wave of that energy appearing as your sort of more empowered form, and also in dialogue with others, with all those in this community and beyond. And maybe just to sort of ground us in terms of breath and energy within that luminous and sort of archetypal or ancestral form. Even if you like to envision your energy as flowing through channels, or just envision your energy as you breathe in and out as sort of luminous and sort of charged with a kind of vitality, awareness, a kind of a sweetness of loving connection, a blissful, loving energy. And so again, maybe feeling grounded in this sense, maybe imagine yourself grounded, not just in your ordinary place, wherever that might be, but in sort of a, you know, mandala space, a power, energy, crucible, whatever, however that appears to you. And imagine breathing in and letting that luminous energy travel down to the belly, the core of your being, merging into your vase, to the deep belly, resting on the pelvis, and maybe toning the muscles of the pelvic floor a little bit, very gently. At the same time as you do that, trying to really soften the belly, right? Trying to feel that there's life there and you can feel your way into it. And before, you know, any discomfort or without any strain, releasing that breath energy. And maybe just allow yourself to take maybe 3 or 4 deep abdominal breaths like that into the vase, the deep abdominal sensitivity, trying to fill that with luminous breath, life, energy, and just see what you notice as you're breathing deeply into the belly and feeling between the belly and the pelvis? Maybe is there a stirring or a gathering of energy, warmth, softness, a softening, whatever you might be feeling, just try to notice that and be with and allow. And then maybe you'll take one or two more of those and feel as you're breathing deeply into the belly, charging that capacity at your root. So imagine if there is a softening or warming or melting, that you can sort of feel that somehow shifting the energy within your luminous breath body. And maybe now paying attention to the larger breath body, just breathing now normally again, naturally again, however it feels, just trying to keep a sense of focus, of sensory focus below and behind the navel in that navel chakra space. Maybe just tuning in now as you feel whatever warmth or awareness or energy, expanding and diffusing into the rest of your breathing body. Maybe now feeling a sense of softening or letting go or melting of even this luminous body, and feel like a sense of solidity that we normally have about muscles, bones, flesh, and so on, that's somehow melting a little bit into more of a sense of a fluid, bodily fluid energy, right? That there's a kind of dissolution into the fluid part of your nature, of your elements. Maybe allowing now the fluid to melt into the bodily heat, and feeling the bodily heat maybe is rising from your navel, sort of closer to your heart. And maybe as that heat itself sort of dissolves, imagine that melting into kind of warmth, a kind of space and energy, filled space. Right, like the essence of your breath energy charging life. And then imagine that energy, breath, melting into the space of your mind. And as you sort of try to immerse your awareness, all the light of your awareness and the energy into that deep inner space of mind, and maybe feeling that you have the option, or allowing yourself to consider, letting go of the seeking mind, feeling a kind of cooling, right? Not trusting that you no longer need to look for happiness outside. You can maybe really cool that energy and lean into the inner space of your open heart mind. You have a kind of a luminous, moon-like cooling there, and letting go of any sense of guarding or protecting, any need to sort of protect your vulnerability or sensitivity, and feel as you do maybe a sense of warming, like a twilight sky, right? Your sky, the sky of your mind may be warming a little bit. And as you maybe try to let go of even the deepest sense of separation of self from other, from world, moving into a deeper kind of immersion, this really sensing into the field of clear awareness, of clear life energy, maybe feeling kind of like a midnight before you tap into the deepest, clearest layer of your mind energy and awareness. So there, maybe think, here I am. This is the sort of essence, the quintessence of my being, this pure open field of possibility, energy, awareness, subtler, more expansive, more connected, open. How do I want to recreate myself, my life, my world from this clear, luminous place, not out of confusion or delusion or affliction, out of fear and isolation and separation, but from this deep space of clarity and connection, deep, intimate connection with all. Maybe envision that there's a kind of light dawning that's a kind of light of your mind. And perhaps it dawns as like a moon disk or a sun disk or just as a glow where your heart would be. And imagine it sort of coalescing, sort of like the reflection of the moon and water as a central luminous cushion for awareness. And then out of that bubbles up maybe a sense of your energy connected to your intention, right? Your sort of intention to sense into life, into your having a living, breathing body that's guided by wisdom, that's guided by clarity, that's guided by joyful compassion. And imagine that sort of bubbling up, as an exclamation point. And it could be of, depending on your archetype, whatever color you like, or rainbow, like a diamond with a rainbow aura, or sapphire. But just a sort of stroke of you, and a kind of seed of you, maybe just beaming out a kind of aura, like a beacon where your heart would be. And then out of that, see your body as your archetype body, your mentor body, your ancestral body appearing. Who are you if you're coming from this place of the deepest clarity and connection to your lineage, your ancestors, your mentors, the sort of deepest healing transformation energy you can access? How are you appearing? And how is that showing up? And then not just in your body, your sense of your body, but in terms of your sense of your space and your engagement with your space. Are you, do you see yourself engage with others differently, be more sort of joyful, more fluid, more responsive, more connected, and see that sort of shift rippling and making, sort of giving others options to respond differently, to connect differently, and maybe just follow that ripple as it continues out into your larger life, maybe even to the world, touching beings through degrees of separation, making a subtle shift that is appreciated, right? Feeling maybe that the world, the earth, appreciates you tapping into this deep energy and engaging your life, others, and the earth from that place, and responds with a kind of wave of validation, comes back into this, into your space, into your sort of living, breathing archetype, ancestor, body, into your heart, to coalesce into the heart drop there of your exclamation point. And sort of just feel that, even you can click in even a little deeper to the sense of maybe really inhabiting this new way of being. Even now, we're just simulating and trying to connect our energy to this aspiration. Just make, set an intention to just keep at it, keep trying to reconnect and reanimate your life for your own sake and for the sake of the world. And maybe now coming back to just your ordinary sense, letting the world be ordinary as it was, letting your body return to its ordinary appearance, and just keeping that sense at your heart level of being connected to something deeper, having access to a deeper energy, awareness, and somehow maybe wanting to continue, hopefully planting the seeds to continue to live from that place and tap those energies and aware and intuitions in your everyday life. So as I ring now, let's feel free to come back to our gathering, reconnect as we prepare to share with one another and welcome Jan.